Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. McCarran Farm Talk visited with Shannon Schleck, the Executive Director of ORI, on Monday to find out more about an event, a new uses forum coming up this week, and also a bit more about ORI and the work that they do.
Who had the brainchild to create ORI, and how long has the Ag Utilization Research Institute been around?
Yeah, this goes back 30-plus years. So in the 1980s, with the high surpluses and supplies of commodities, the legislature actually created the organization and still is our main partner in terms of our funding and support for the organization. So we work closely with the House and Senate Ag committees here on our mission and what we're doing to create a return on investment for their support in advancing the agricultural industry in the state and more recently across the region.
Well, I guess in that regard, the tip of your spear is new uses. So you've got a new uses forum coming up, and I see you've partnered with Compere Financial and, strangely, Georgetown University's Rural Opportunity Initiative. Give us all the details on the 2022 New Uses Forum.
Yeah, happy to. This is an exciting event that we have started doing here in recent years at ARI. We hosted our first one in 2017, and we're doing our fourth in-person event. We took a couple years off during the pandemic. But this is a great opportunity to highlight what's going on in innovation, new opportunities, looking around corners of, you know, what are some new uses for the agricultural crops that we produce here into some new use opportunities. And it's been a great partnership with Compere Financial and, as you said, a kind of a different partner with Georgetown University. And they have a rural opportunity initiative looking at investment capital, ways of deploying capital into rural areas and rural development and vibrancy. So we've partnered with them the last couple of years to pull this together. So it's a really unique platform, Mick, in terms of bringing together innovation ideas and innovation-looking companies. And then bringing in the capital markets around investment opportunities, right? What's going on in the venture capital side of the ledger? What are some non-dilutive capital sources that are available to entrepreneurs and small businesses to advance their ideas that they may have? And how can we work together and make those connections through this platform of the New Uses Forum to really accelerate those opportunities? And this year, our theme is exploring the intersection of sustainability, innovation, and investment in food and agriculture. So it captures all those different elements, right? And then looking at some of these new opportunities in the area of sustainability.
Before we get to the who, what, why, when, where details of the event, I would assume you've got some registration expected. And where is the event at?
Yeah, we do. So our event will be at the Earl Brown Heritage Center and the north side of Minneapolis. And we are offering a virtual stream this year as well, so people can participate virtually through an online portal, be involved through asking questions and being engaged through that manner as well. So we're embracing technology, right, and hoping to see many people in person, but realizing that there are travel conflicts and people need to be at multiple places at the same time. So offering a virtual stream this year as well. We are well over 200 registrants so far and hope that number will continue to grow here. So it's not too late to register if you're interested in what's going on in food and ag innovation, everything from sustainable proteins to sustainable aviation fuel to anaerobic digestion to looking at what's going on in automation and digital strategies. Just really across the board in terms of some of those new areas that people are really interested in that we're seeing some really, really interesting innovation around.
Again, that was Shannon Schlecht, the Executive Director of ORI. You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be back with more in just a moment.